Darren Hall, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.
Regarded as one of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixsonia is rapidly developing an international reputation as a board member with integrity and drive. This morning, we've got her back in to discuss the interview process in this morning's episode of Boardroom 101 with Hixsonia Nyasulu. Good morning, Hixsonia.
Morning, Darren.
Now, most of us have been through the interview process. I'm going to be learning as much now as everyone else, because I haven't been through as many interview processes as other people, because I've been an actor performer right. my whole life. So I've had audition processes.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I've had to sit down with a prospective employee, I have always messed it up. Every single time. I have to date not had a successful interview process. So I wait in anticipation for you to give me the information on a successful interview process.
Well, clearly you were successful at one, because here you are at East Coast Radio, so you must have been successful at this. But importantly, I think interview processes are by nature different depending on the starting point. So obviously, if you're coming in as a young 24-year-old to your first job, the interview process is really about finding out how well you communicate, how you carry yourself, your qualifications are important, and issues like your proficiency in the English language, which I would hope that most people going in at the level after tertiary qualification would be proficient enough. So the tools that are being used at that point are much more different to what happens later. So it is easier to do an interview at the beginning because you've got your qualifications in the bag by the time you're given an interview, and they're really looking at potential. So they look at you as a 24-year-old and say, what would this person be like in 7 years, and what value would they be able to add to the company? So if you like, the pressure's on them to get it right because they have to judge your potential. But they use, as I said, your communication skills, your proficiency in the language, how you carry yourself, how you sit, and those kinds of things. Now, fast forward a couple of years later, you're now in management, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're looking for a more senior position. Well, the game is very different at that point, because your qualifications have now been established, and you've been in a job for 7 to 8 years. So what they're looking for now is your track record. So the interview process is going to be very different. No more general questions like, what would you like to be in 10 years? It is more specific to give us an example of an occasion where you saved your company money. Give us an example of where you were faced with a tough decision to make and you had to make a call and make that decision. So they're very specific at that point, because they're measuring your track record and your performance. The other thing that they would be looking for, if you are going for a senior interview in the company in which you have been for a long time, well, they have your performance reviews anyway for the last 7 or 8 years that you have been with them. So you have a much tougher job convincing them that you can do the new job if your performance appraisals in that company were not good. If you're going for a senior position externally, they have the same kinds of tools, because they might not have your performance appraisals, but they are asking you to tell them about your track record. And remember, they have the reference checks afterwards that they will do, which they will then, you know, use to check whether what you have told them. And I cannot overemphasize that, because people think, if I give them my friend's name or somebody who's friendly to me in the company, it'll be enough. There are other tools they're able to use to see how good you have been. They might actually search and find someone in the same company who could talk about you. And let's not forget social media, because they might just throw something at you, which you said on Facebook. So that interview process is critical. And in these days, the tools to do a thorough job are so much more than we would have had when I was going through interviews in the late 70s.
So with that in mind, when you arrive at that interview, what should you be telling yourself? Should you be projecting your ambition or your authenticity?
I think authenticity is very important, but so is ambition. ambition as well. So you need to be doing both, essentially. But your authenticity actually comes through even without you trying too hard. In fact, you might try to project authenticity, but they see it as staged. Mm-hmm. And so it is better if your authenticity comes from your principles, your values, and those things drive you, because the things that come out of your mouth will get people to say, geez, that person was authentic. And don't concentrate on ambition as in what you want to achieve in the company, but how you want to help the company achieve its aspirations and its objectives.
That's an excellent note to finish on. Thank you, Ixonia.
Darren Wall, Carrie Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.